2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon. Today is Tuesday, November 29th, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. A bit of sunshine in downtown Salt Lake City, but only 30 degrees.
Wet roads, but the sun is coming out. Len Thomas.
KSL's top story this hour. Demolition is starting today at the old Utah State Prison in Draper. It started with knocking down the old guard tower. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe is at the scene with the latest. Amy?
Maria, the guard tower is down. It took over an hour of nudging with heavy machines to get it there, but it also took years to get here today with this site getting repurposed. Senior project manager Caleb Towns says materials like the old tower will also have a new purpose.
We'll strategically plan out the demolition to where we can go on a fluid path, to where we can save and recycle as much of the concrete, asphalt, metals and debris that's here, so that way it can be repurposed and used in the new construction effort as well.
It'll take years, but starting in 2024, construction will begin here for a new 15-minute city called The Point. Reporting live on the scene, Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Avalanche forecasters say that there is a considerable risk of triggering avalanche in the mountains from Utah County all the way to Logan. Utah Avalanche Center forecaster Drew Hardesty says, as always, you need to prepare.
Above all, when you're heading to the backcountry, you have to know before you go and be aware of what the avalanche conditions are. We put out avalanche information each morning. But armed with that knowledge, if you're headed out to enjoy the greatest snow on earth, you have to have all that rescue gear with you.
If you are headed out, bring a probe, shovel, and a beacon, and a partner if you can, or at least let people know where you are going and when you expect to be back. Police say a police car was hit this morning while responding to a multi-car crash near 9th and 9th. They shared a video on Twitter where the police car's bumper looked severely damaged. Salt Lake police say that there were no injuries, but they're reminding everyone to slow down and drive carefully in this winter weather. Get ready for even more winter snow after this morning's dump of white stuff. Another storm is set to blow in next week. Spokesperson for the Utah Division of Emergency Management, Wade Matthews, tells Dave and Dujanovic, you should make sure that you have some essentials in your car.
You want to make sure you've got a blanket, a sleeping bag, gloves, a pair of snow boots, a package of hand warmers, also food and water. Making sure your cell phone is charged before you leave, or having a portable battery with you.
Matthews also suggests having a first aid kit and a small shovel available in case you get stuck. KSL Sports, right now, Team USA squaring off against Iran in the World Cup.
USA! USA!
The U.S. team is trying to move on to the knockout round in the tournament. KSL Sports Real Salt Lake beat writer Tom Hackett tells Utah's Morning News, Iran has a solid team, but the U.S. also has some good players.
The U.S. have a ton of players that have a lot of experience playing on the world's biggest stage in Europe, at the Champions League and some really big tournaments. But the World Cup just is different. The pressure's a little different. You're wearing the crest of your country.
Hackett says the U.S. is favored slightly in this match. KSL's top national stories, anti-COVID restriction protests continue in full force in China.
Crowds angered by the severe restrictions have been calling for Xi Jinping to resign in the biggest show of public dissent in decades. A spokesman for the U.N. Secretary General says,
our reaction is the same one we have for the world over, is that we believe in the importance of people's right to peaceful assembly and a association, their right to demonstrate peacefully, and urge the authorities to guarantee that right.
Authorities have now eased some controls in at least 8 mainland cities in Hong Kong, but they show no sign of backing off their larger zero-COVID strategy. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
President Biden is meeting with Republican and Democratic leaders in Congress today, talking about legislative priorities during the lame duck period. Lawmakers need to pass a spending bill to prevent a government shutdown. Some Republicans who are already getting ready to take control of the House say they are not in favor of including COVID funding or money to support Ukraine. Other national stories KSL is following this hour. We are learning new details about the murders of 4 University of Idaho college students more than 2 weeks ago.
The father of 21-year-old Kaylee Goncalves says his daughter and the other 3 victims did not suffer, that their murders were fast and they did not feel pain, that they were not stab wounds, they were large punctures. Police still have no suspect or motive, and Steve Goncalves tells ABC News,
"I haven't earned the ability to grieve the way that I want to grieve. I want to be able to have justice first."
Alex Stone, ABC News.
The Church of Jesus Christ Latter-day Saints is planning renovations to the Beehive House, the Lion House, and the Joseph Smith Memorial Building starting next year. The Beehive and Lion Houses were once the residences of Church President Brigham Young. The Joseph Smith Memorial Building was the Hotel Utah until 1985. All 3 buildings are scheduled to reopen in 2025. Coming up on KSL, a lot of snow is piling up at Utah Ski Resorts, and a look at your noontime drive.
Have a crash eastbound I-84, 2 miles west of Mountain Green. Len Thomas from the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
Utah's only all-news morning show. The Harriman neighborhood getting back to normal this morning and in the afternoon. Catch Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News. This year's flu season might be a bad one.
Utah's all-day companion for news. KSL News Radio.
Hi, this is Doug Ryan, and we all love computers, but there's one place a computer simply doesn't belong, and it's near salt and water. Why? So many water softeners put a computerized control right on top of the tank with salt water running through it is beyond me. It's often the first thing to go, and it's super expensive to fix. Kinetico has revolutionized the water softener industry by inventing a system with no electronic parts whatsoever. Everything in a Kinetico water softener is mechanical, virtually invulnerable to water and salt. It softens around the clock, keeps on working right on schedule even if the power goes out. I can tell you that Kinetico beats the others hands down, and wait until you see their no-nonsense, no-loopholes 10-year warranty. You'll feel like you're in soft water heaven. To learn more, call Kinetico of Utah now at 801-576-8600, 576-8600, or log on to softwaterutah.com. That's softwaterutah.com. Kinetico.
You know what that means.
It's the holidays.
Yes, and...
Jingle bell time?
Well, yes, but also triple rewards from Mountain America Credit Union.
Obviously.
I have my Mountain America Rewards credit card right here. So you're using it to earn triple rewards on every purchase?
What do you take me for?
Well, you're covered in bells.
Celebrate the season with triple rewards from Mountain America Credit Union. On approved credit, offer expires December 31st, 2022. Any offer provided by Mountain America can be withdrawn at any time and is subject to change. Membership required based on eligibility.
Now, only on Amazon Music. The year was 1985.
25-year-old Cherie Warren of Roy disappeared 9 days ago.
That was the last anyone has ever seen her.
Friends and family believe foul play was involved.
Now join the search.
You have 2 real persons of interest here.
Through the new KSL podcast, Cold 3, The Search for Cherie.
We're not going to stop. We need to find Cherie Warren.
Listen now, only on Amazon Music.
Getting help with plumbing repairs is easier than you think. All you have to do is call Any Hour Services or schedule an appointment at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news, recapping KSL's top local story. Demolition is underway at the old Utah State Prison in Draper, that old guard tower coming down already today. KSL News Time 12:08. Utah ski resorts are rolling in fresh powder after this morning's storm. In the last 24 hours, Alta got 15 inches, neighboring Snowbird got 7 inches, Park City Mountain scored 15 inches, Sundance at Provo Canyon got 6 inches of the white stuff. Now you can check out the Ski Utah website for a full snow report of your favorite ski spots. The world's largest active volcano is still erupting on the island of Hawaii, also known as the Big Island. Lava is spewing from Mauna Loa for the first time since 1984. Emergency officials say lava is not currently threatening homes. No evacuation orders have been issued. USGS volcanologist Wendy Stovall says if molten rock were to hit communities, it would be a while.
We would have at least weeks of warning time before anything goes into any residential areas.
Mauna Loa is putting out ash, which can be harmful, though, to breathe around the Big Island. New York City police busted a massive counterfeit operation last night. They hauled away bogus merchandise worth millions of dollars in three flatbed trucks and arrested 17 people. A bystander witnessed the sudden takedown. ABC's N.J. Burkett reports.
Authorities say the counterfeit goods they seized had a street value of more than $10 million. Officers swept in and made the arrest.
All you saw was NYPD jumping out. Unmarked cars, marked cars, paddy wagons. They got to clear the whole thing from here to here. And these guys are usually set up all night. Rolex watches, everything you can imagine. East St. Laurent, all of this stuff.
In planning the raid, police worked with luxury goods manufacturers who examined the merchandise in advance to certify it was counterfeit.
The suspects are now facing felony charges like trademark counterfeiting property over $1,000. KSL News Time, 1209. Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. It's brought to you by Triple Rewards from Mountain America. Good afternoon, Len Thomas.
Good afternoon, Maria. Intermittent sunshine is helping dry the roads, but still some wet areas out there, especially in the high country. If you're heading up to catch some fresh powder, skiers will need traction devices in Big and Little Cottonwood Canyons. We do have one crash up in Weber County. That is I-84 as you make your way toward Mountain Green. That is westbound. Homemade for you with love from the Nauvoo. Turkey pot pies, daily soups, hot rolls, sandwiches, and desserts. For lunch or takeout, quick, easy parking, and on your schedule, visit thenauvoo.com. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Sunny skies this afternoon, but temperatures on the cold side with a high of only 32 degrees. And tonight, temperatures drop quickly with a low of 18. For tomorrow, we'll see a high of 41 degrees, but the clouds return, becoming mostly cloudy in the afternoon. And by Thursday, mostly cloudy again, but highs in the upper 40s. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
And right now, 31 degrees downtown.
How many plans for the holidays have you had to change or alter because of your joint pain? Something as simple as walking around Temple Square, something as major as spending some days or hours up on the ski hill with your family. Not just for you, but for your family. Don't go through yet another year with that horrible joint pain. People with chronic joint pain are getting real lasting relief from QC Kinetics. They're the nation's leader in advanced regenerative medicine. And what that means for you is they take the natural healing properties that you were born with, literally from your own body, and concentrate them right at the spots where you have joint pain. This treatment helps speed up healing by repairing and restoring damaged tissue so you can get on the move again with no drugs, no downtime, no surgery. If you have any arthritis pain or lingering pain from injury, call QC Kinetics today for a free consultation. 385-766-1987. 385-766-1987. That's QC Kinetics. 385-766-1987.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon Pancrolipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
Christmas will be ours!
The Utah Symphony presents Disney's timeless holiday classic, Tim Burton's The Nightmare Before Christmas in concert. Experience the enchanting story as never before as the Utah Symphony performs Danny Elfman's Grammy-winning score live in sync with the movie. Tim Burton's The Nightmare Before Christmas in concert with the Utah Symphony, December 21st through 23rd at Marisa Bravanel Hall. Tickets are available now at utahsymphony.org.
As the weather gets cold, come inside Marie Sabravno Hall for a musical treat. Holidays with the Utah Symphony has something for everyone. World-class musicians playing beloved classical music, holiday pops, have and family-friendly concerts with the Jolly Man himself. Christmas. Tickets start at $21 or just $10 for anyone under age 30 at utahsymphony.org.
Witness the artistry of the Utah Symphony with a live performance. Go to utahsymphony.org.
This is Chris from JCW's. The holidays are just around the corner, and a gift card from JCW's is a perfect gift for a coworker, a loved one, or a great friend. JCW's, quality and a lot of it.
KSL News Time 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the latest snowfall is posing a considerable risk of avalanches all throughout the mountains of northern Utah. Forecasters are urging people headed out to the backcountry this afternoon to prepare and to stay to low-angled terrain. I'm KSL News Radio's Adam Small.
Second, demolition is starting today at the old Utah State Prison in Draper. The first thing to go was the old guard tower. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot with Len Thomas.
There's a crash southbound on the I-215 westbound ramp to I-80, which to go eastbound on the left shoulder. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
After the snow, lots of cold, temperatures down into the teens tonight. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Sun's out, 31 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Time for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Will Reeve at the World Cup in Doha, Qatar, where the U.S. men's national team right now begins its win-or-go-home match against Iran. It's a game with natural political undertones intensified by Iran's government and state media calling for the U.S. to be expelled from the World Cup after U.S. soccer posted a doctored image of Iran's flag on social media. At this World Cup, Iran's players have shown support for the protesters in their country demonstrating for months in the wake of the detention and death of 22-year-old Mahsa Amini, who died after she was taken into custody for allegedly improperly wearing a head covering in public. On the pitch, Iran just needs a tie or better to advance to the knockout stage for the first time ever, and the United States needs a win to move on for the first time in 8 years. My colleague Derek Dennis is with fans watching in New York.
Here at McHale's Irish Pub in the heart of New York City, fans are grabbing tables and just now starting to watch the big screens as Team USA takes on Iran in this critical matchup. Fan Nate Chow is here. He's got a front row seat and says they're going to win.
You know, I think it's going to be tough. I think Iran is they're a good team, but I'm excited. This is one of our most important matches in, last 20 years.
Soccer fans leaving work early just to be here and cheer Team USA on.
I'm Will Reeve in Doha. Now with more news, here's Michelle Franzen.
Congress is working to avert a nationwide rail strike next week. President Biden asked Congress to intervene after union talks broke down. A vote in the House expected tomorrow. In Hawaii, the world's largest active volcano erupting again.
It's an amazing sight. Lava spewing from Mauna Loa for the first time since 1984. For now, lava is not threatening homes and no evacuation orders have been issued. Schools have not closed. USGS volcanologist Wendy Stovall says if molten rock were to hit communities, it would be a while.
We would have at least weeks of warning time before anything goes into any residential areas.
ABC's Alex Stone, you're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. Some of you might be shell-shocked after what might have been a slippery, snowy morning commute. KSL meteorologist Kevin Eubank tells Dave and Dujanovic that this was a lake effect storm thanks to water coming off the Great Salt Lake.
You don't see a lot of the lake, and we've heard about the historic low levels, but there's still quite a bit of water, still, again, Antelope Island west. And so there's still a lake to get lake effect. And that's exactly what happened this morning. A very narrow lake effect band that pretty much went from Kaysville in Davis County all the way into West Jordan and the Ochre Mountains, all the way up into Olympus Cove. And it was just this narrow band of heavy snow that added an additional 4 to 5 inches on top of what fell yesterday. So again, we need this water. It's so good, and I don't want to be the optimist as people are crashing and getting stuck in traffic, but we need this water, and so it's awesome to get it. Terrible to drive in it, and the roads are horrible, but that too shall pass. It'll end here. In fact, already we're seeing, as you heard Kara, this storm is already the cold air and the conditions for lake effect have diminished, and we're going to start seeing blue skies and sunshine by afternoon.
Kevin Eubank says, depending on the wind angle, lake effect snow can help bring more snow to our ski resorts. KSL News Time, 12:19. Traffic and weather together, brought to you by Triple Rewards for Mountain America. Lynn Thomas, what's happening on the roads?
Well, it looks like we have a little bit of a tracks accident about 3200 South, 2700 West, and so you might want to avoid that area if you can. Otherwise, the freeways are moving along. We do have another crash. Looks like we have a vehicle on its side. That is on the I-215 as you make your way out there to the east, to head eastbound on I-80. It's the I-215 West Belt ramp to eastbound I-80 on the left shoulder. A vehicle to watch out there for. The George S. and Dolores Dory Eccles Foundation present William Christensen's The Nutcracker, December 2nd through 24th. Tickets on sale now at ballywest.org. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Your KSL 7-day forecast, snow showers moving out with a high of 32 degrees this afternoon and some sunshine. Tonight, down to 18, a cold start to Wednesday, then the clouds roll back in, and we'll see a high of 41 for the afternoon. On Thursday, mostly cloudy, 48. The snow returns Friday with highs in the low 40s, and then this weekend, unsettled weather with another system moving in late Sunday into Monday to bring in yet more snow. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Right now, a bit of sunshine, 31 degrees downtown, 7-day forecast brought to you by Performance Automotive Bountiful. Looks like the markets are now trending upward with the Dow up by more than 20 points right now. A complete update of your money news coming up next.
Need new windows? Advanced Window Products is the only local window and door manufacturing company that sells direct to the public. They've been serving Utah for 37 years at Advanced Window Products. All sales and installation are done in-house, so there's no middleman markup. They build it, they install it, and guarantee it for life. High-efficiency replacement windows and doors with lots of colors to choose from, and a lifetime warranty. It's serviced by their local team with labor, glass, and parts included. Advanced Window Products offers the highest quality custom windows in the state of Utah, and you'll save on your energy bill. Plus, rebates are available through Dominion Energy. At Advanced Window Products, financing is available 60-month, 0% interest for a limited time, so buy local and support Utah's economy. Call Advanced Window Products to get $2,000 off on 10 windows or more. 801-850-9100. That's 801-850-9100. Or visit AdvancedWindowProductsUSA.com.
Attention passengers, this is your pilot speaking. Looks like we're going to have to land immediately. And hurry to the Xfinity Black Friday sale. Folks, we've got clear skies and lots of binge watching ahead. Stream your heart out when you get the ultimate streamer setup. We'll be cruising in so new Xfinity customers can get 400 megabit internet with unlimited data and XFi complete for just $55 a month for 2 years with no annual contract and a free 4K streaming box included. Plus, for a limited time, get HBO Max included for 1 year. So, sit back and relax with internet made for streaming and access to classic favorites. Flight attendants, prepare for binge watching.
Drop everything and get to the Xfinity Black Friday sale now through December 5th. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today. Restrictions apply. Requires paperless billing and auto pay with stored bank account. Taxes and fees extra. Ad-supported plan of HBO Max. After promo, regular rates apply to all services and devices.
How much do you have saved for retirement? Now, cut that number in half. That is the impact inflation could have on your retirement. Have you thought about how that will affect your retirement plans? If not, you should. Recently, we've seen inflation well over 7%, 8%, but even at the historical average of 3%, the value of your savings will be cut in half in 20 years. So what can you do? Start by getting a free guide, Inflation and Your Retirement, at RetireUtah.com. It will help you understand how inflation could impact you and show you simple ways to prepare for it. Get this guide to discover 5 easy steps to help prevent inflation from impacting your retirement dreams. To get your copy of this free guide from Capital Wealth Advisors, go to RetireUtah.com. That's RetireUtah.com. Inflation, you can't stop it, but you may be able to minimize its impact on your retirement. Go to RetireUtah.com. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Capital Wealth Advisors, LLC, a state of Utah registered investment advisor.
Ogden's Flooring and Design has you covered. No need to wait for back-ordered flooring. Save big for the holidays on flooring at last year's prices with flexible financing while supplies last.
Look through your children's eyes, and you'll see the true magic of a forest. It's a storybook world for them. You look and see a tree they see the wrinkled face of a wizard with arms outstretched to the sky. They see treasure in pebbles. They see a windy path that could lead to adventure. When they discover the forest, their imagination is inspired by the smell of pine, the crunch of leaves beneath their feet, the sound of birds calling out for attention. And they see you, their fearless guide through this fascinating forest world. You are the hero in this book. This is a memory being made. This is what they will laugh about years from now. These are the roots, grounding and nourishing them.
Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. Then look through your children's eyes and discover the magic all around you. That's discovertheforest.org, brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
KSL News Time 1224, a new record set in a test mission around the moon.
A big couple of days for the Artemis moon mission.
Flight controllers here in the White Flight Control Room looked at all the data from the burn and confirmed that it was a good burn.
That from Mission Control as the Orion space capsule started its orbit around the moon. And now,
Orion set another record, clocking its maximum distance from Earth, 270,000 miles.
The furthest away from Earth ever for something designed to carry humans. Bill Nelson is the NASA administrator and says, next up,
we want to know that that heat shield works at about 5,000 degrees Fahrenheit, almost half as hot as the sun.
And NASA has its eyes way out.
Artemis is paving the way to live and work in deep space in a hostile environment, to invent, to create, and ultimately to go on with humans tomorrow.
Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KSL News Time, 1225, watching Utah's money. You can enter to win tickets to the 2024 Paris Olympics starting Thursday. Organizers say the drawing ends on January 31st. Half the tickets will cost $52 or less. A three-session package starts at $75. Second-party sellers aren't allowed, so prices shouldn't go much higher than listed. Multiple Federal Reserve officials say they favor raising the key rate to around 5%, and they're keeping it there through next year. Now, the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of New York says the central bank has more work to do to lower inflation closer to its 2% target. More and more advertisers seem to be pulling out of Twitter. A report from Media Matters shows half of Twitter's top 100 advertisers have stopped all spending on the platform since Elon Musk took over Twitter. Taking a look at your money at this moment, the markets have been mixed, now trending downward again. The Dow's down 16 points, sitting at 33,832. S&P 500 down by 10. The NASDAQ down about 0.5%, down 69 points. A new study finds more pregnant women are smoking pot in areas where it's legal.
The cross-sectional study used CDC data to evaluate close to 2,000 women. Pregnant women who lived in states that legalized cannabis were five times more likely to self-report that they used cannabis compared to women who lived in states where it's illegal. 70% said they used it more than once a week, and half of them used it solely for recreation. While some women use cannabis for nausea and vomiting during pregnancy, there is no accepted therapeutic use or safe dose for pregnant women. Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
We'll update your drive coming up next. KSL News Time, 1227.
This will be more than a game.
Ballistic rolls and it's hit way up!
Goals will mean more than points. Iran is demanding Team USA be removed. This year, the World Cup means something more. Listen for updates Monday and Tuesday on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
The story of the nurse and the foot pain that nearly brought him down.
I feel like I'm giving people their lives back.
Robert lived to take care of his patients, but he couldn't do it unless he took care of his foot pain.
I have plantar fasciitis. It'll almost put you on your knees. That's how much it hurts.
His own recovery started when he got fitted for arch supports at the Goodfeet store.
Now that I'm pain-free, I can make these people feel better.
Can't beat that. Stop by or schedule your free fitting at goodfeet.com. A story of first downs and second chances. Meet former pro football player Michael Robinson.
I wanted to keep playing, but my feet hurt.
And all those big league experts couldn't help?
You have access to anything, but none of it worked.
Finally, he got fitted with Goodfeet arch supports.
Let me tell you something. They work.
Now, he recommends Goodfeet to
anybody. If you move, go to the Goodfeet store.
Sign up for your free fitting at goodfeet.com.
Stop by the Goodfeet store in Farmington, Riverton, or Sandy for a free fitting. Call 1-800-NEW-FEET or visit goodfeetnw.com.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
KSL News Time, 1229. Traffic and weather together brought to you by Triple Rewards from Mountain America. Here's Len Thomas.
We're looking a little bit better than we were earlier today, but avoid the area right now of 2700 South and 3200. That is 3200 South, 2700 West, where a tracks incident has happened. And otherwise, a crash northbound I-215. That is on the West Belt. This is on the East Belt at 6200 South Knutson's Corner area on the right shoulder. A little bit slowing on the East Belt as you make your way up toward Parley's Canyon. Got some signal problems. That is 600 South at 300 West Street as a four-way stop, please. And otherwise, it looks like we still have that crash out there on the I-215 West Belt as you make your way to eastbound I-80 on its side on the ramp there. Black Friday specials now at Mr. Mac and collar stretch shirts now $15 off. Mission belts 30% off. Black Friday specials through the stores now through Cyber Monday at all 9 Mr. Mac locations. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
The snow has moved out, but the cold lingers. Temperatures will struggle to get above freezing this afternoon. And then tonight, a quick drop in the temperatures with overnight lows around 18 degrees. Tomorrow, the clouds return, but not as cold. Expect a high of 41 degrees. We'll see our next chance for snow moving in by Friday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Right now, a bit of sunshine, 31 degrees downtown.
You're listening to Utah's Noon News with Maria Chaleos on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time, 1230. KSL's top story this half hour. The latest snowfall is posing an avalanche risk throughout northern Utah. KSL News Radio's Adam Small begins our team coverage.
Avalanche forecasters say the latest dumping along with wind drifts are posing a considerable avalanche risk in the mountains from Utah County all the way to Logan. Utah Avalanche Center forecaster Drew Hardesty says the timing of this storm also played a role.
You know, we started off with really quite a bang early season. We got a lot of snow in late October, a lot of snow in early November, but then we went high and dry, and that formed weak snow at the surface of the snowpack.
Hardesty says if you're headed to the backcountry, bring emergency supplies like a probe, shovel, and beacon. He also encourages you to go out with a partner or at least let your loved ones know when you expect to make it home. Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Emergency officials are reminding you to be prepared in this severe winter weather. KSL News Radio's Alessandra Harris continues our team coverage.
This first heavy snowfall has already caused major accidents on Utah highways and local streets. Spokesperson for the Utah Division of Emergency Management, Wade Matthews, says the most important thing is to have what you need to stay warm.
Being prepared to provide for heat is critical.
Some items he suggests keeping on hand in your car are blankets, gloves, hand warmers, food, and water. With more snow on the way, officials say the best time to get prepared is now. Alessandra Harris, KSL News Radio.
Many people got stuck in a dicey commute this morning with all the fresh snow. KSL meteorologist Kevin Eubank tells Dave and Dujanovic it was thanks to lake effect storm.
A very narrow lake effect band that pretty much went from Kaysville in Davis County all the way into West Jordan and the Ochre Mountains, all the way up into Olympus Cove.
Kevin Eubank says these storms are basically a narrow band of heavy snow that added an additional 4 to 5 inches on top of what we got yesterday. Portions of the Deep South are getting ready for a string of severe weather today that forecasters say could bring powerful tornadoes. Mississippi could see the worst of the storms, and officials there are already urging people to seek out sturdy shelter. ABC News senior meteorologist Rob Marciano is in South Haven, Mississippi, where he toured some new storm shelters.
It's specifically a tornado safe room. It's designed for winds of 250 miles per hour, so that's an EF5, the highest you can go. It's actually missile impact resistance, meaning if something that's 15 pounds comes in at 100 miles per hour, it can withstand that.
More than 40 million people are under severe weather warnings in the South right now. Genealogy is a hobby for a lot of Americans, but if it's a religious duty, as it is for members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the money spent to look up ancestors can be tax-deductible. Legacy Tree, a business that provides researchers for hire, cites an IRS rule that allows for the deduction. Demolition is underway at the old prison in Draper, but not everything is getting torn down. The prisoner-built chapel will be preserved.
Well, it does present itself a little bit more of a different challenge or a different approach, but those are things that we knew coming into the project and that we're prepared to contend with.
Senior project manager Caleb Towns says it'll take several years to complete demolition, but they will work as fast as they can. KSL's top national stories this hour. A final Senate vote for the Respect of Marriage Act requiring a recognition of every state's legal same-sex and interracial marriages. Legislation goes back to the House before winding up at the president's desk. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she's pleased.
It's pretty exciting to have this marriage equality bill come up, so we passed it a while ago in the House. We look forward to having a beautiful signing ceremony for that.
The law is expected to pass and to get the president's signature in the next 2 weeks. There's fresh concern that Russia will get even more aggressive with targeting Ukraine's power grid. ABC's Inez de la Quatera at a warming center in Kyiv where Ukrainians are getting ready if more of the power supply is cut.
They've set up all of these furnaces, wood-burning furnaces, to keep people warm. They've also taped up the windows to keep the cold out. In some cases, they're even making tea over here. And the idea is that people could come here, warm up, charge their phones should they need to, should they lose power.
Aid from the U.S. and other allies has been pouring in as the cold winter months begin to set in. Other national stories KSL is following. The Uvalde school massacre prompts another lawsuit.
Sandra Torres says she isn't looking for money but for accountability for the death of her daughter, Eliana. The 10-year-old was one of 19 students and two teachers slaughtered on May 25th by the man who walked into Robb Elementary School and started shooting. Torres' lawsuit claims that negligence on the part of gun distributors, local governments, and 16 law enforcement officers on the scene during the shooting led to her daughter's death. Hers is the first lawsuit filed by the family of one of the murdered children. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Lava is shooting into the air and flowing downhill as Hawaii's Mauna Loa volcano erupts for the first time in nearly 40 years. Lava isn't threatening homes or communities, and officials haven't issued any evacuation orders. But officials warn that the volcanic gases could cause dangerous pollution, and they are urging residents to cut back on outdoor exercise. Coming up on KSL, a lot of Utahns are stuck with dented cars today after a huge amount of crashes on Utah's roads this morning. Plus, a look at your noontime drive.
We're looking at this track incident at 3200 South Constitution Boulevard. It looks like northbound is being diverted and that one southbound lane is open. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1236.
You can make the difference in the life of a sick child.
One great cause, one great hospital, and so many great children.
Help us support cancer care, organ transplants, and other treatments at Primary Children's Hospital. Donate at kslkids.com.
Hi, this is Doug Wright, and this is the week that Dee and I are going to see Hale Center Theater's presentation of The Little Mermaid. Nobody puts on a play like Hale Center Theater, and The Little Mermaid is a favorite. This is the time to get your tickets, and all you have to do is go to hct.org. And speaking of buying online, it's the perfect time to do a little Christmas shopping. Gift cards, tickets to plays, season tickets. Next year is going to be spectacular. And the other day, I heard from my friends at Hale Center Theater that I needed to remind all of you that if you love their presentation of A Christmas Carol, don't put off buying the tickets. Already, performances are being sold out. Don't wait. Go again to hct.org. Lock down your tickets. Get those gift cards. Don't miss A Christmas Carol and The Little Mermaid at Hale Center Theater.
Estate tax? Yeah, it's a dirty word. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth, and if you don't have a plan, the state has a plan for you, and it's called estate tax. Surprisingly, estate tax is completely voluntary as it can be avoided. You may be surprised, but estate tax can get as high as 40%. Can you imagine your heirs giving away 40% of your hard-earned money to the state because you didn't have a plan in place? Avoiding estate tax is as easy as 1, 2, 3. 1, call Trajan Wealth. 2, schedule a free consultation with one of our experienced attorneys who focus on estate tax avoidance. 3, get a plan in place and sleep well tonight. 1, 2, 3. Don't pay 40% of your money to estate tax simply because you didn't call Trajan Wealth. With 2 convenient locations to serve you better, call 801-899-7600, 801-899-7600.
Estate planning services are offered through Trajan Estate LLC in Arizona and Utah.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news, recapping KSL's top local story. Avalanche risk is high in most parts of northern Utah right now, so take extra precautions. KSL News Time, 12:38. In the past 24 hours, there have been hundreds of accidents on Utah's roads because of the snow. If you find yourself in an accident, Utah Highway Patrol Sergeant Cameron Roden recommends waiting for police and staying off the road if possible.
We need a report taken. Law enforcement can respond to that situation. The goal is twofold. One, we want to make sure that the people involved in the crash are staying safe. And we've had several crashes so far this year where individuals have gotten out of their car, exchanged information at the scene, cars even blocking the road, and then those individuals have gotten hit by passing traffic.
If the accident happens on a highway, Sergeant Roden says to try and move to an off-ramp. It's shaping up to be a very bad flu season. ABC News medical contributor Dr. Alok Patel says flu-related hospitalizations are at their highest rate in more than 10 years. Patel is emphasizing the importance of getting your flu shot.
It is a protective measure against severe illness, which is what we need right now, given what this flu season is looking to be like and how crowded hospitals are.
Patel says scientists predict that this year's flu shot will be very effective, preventing up to 75% of severe illness. A couple of South Jordan teens got in the Christmas spirit to get out of an essay.
Three Bingham High School seniors went all out on making a gingerbread cathedral to get out of writing a three-page paper for their finance class. KSL-TV reports they modeled the massive creation after the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C. One of the students had help from his dad to frame the cathedral with plywood first. A photo shows the kids standing next to their massive graham cracker creation that looks to be a couple feet tall and several feet long. Their masterpiece will be on display in the school library till Christmas. Kate Davis, KSL News Radio.
Let's get you up to date with traffic and weather together. Brought to you by Triple Rewards from Mountain America. Here's Len Thomas.
This tracks accident at 3200 South Constitution Boulevard, which is 2700 West, has northbound traffic diverted and one lane of southbound traffic getting through here. We've got signal problems up on the north end there. 600 South at 300 West Street is a four-way stop. And we have a crash out in Wasatch County, eastbound U.S. 189, is 10 miles southwest of Charleston. Intermountain Primary Children's Hospital is building the nation's model health system for children to serve more kids in more communities and more comprehensively than ever before. To get involved, visit primarypromise.org. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Behind the snow, temperatures running well below average with a high of only 32 degrees this afternoon. And then tonight, temperatures fall quickly after the sun goes down. Clear skies with a low of 18. For tomorrow, the clouds roll back in, so partly to mostly cloudy with a high of 41 degrees. We'll stay dry, though, and we'll keep it dry through Thursday. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
Bit of sunshine, temperatures going down though, now only 30 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's new news, we'll hear from the Highway Patrol about all the fender benders that happened this morning. That's next on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Happy holidays from Lee's Heating and Air. If you're looking to replace your home's heating system, you need to consider the award-winning American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning line of products. There's no better time than now to get a free estimate or second opinion on your home's heating system. Needing just a tune-up? Now with every $59 tune-up, Lee's is donating $10 to Quarters for Christmas. Call 801-467-1561 and schedule today.
Lee's Heating and Air.
Visit us at leesheatac.com.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Go to 4hymns.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation and discreet shipping if prescribed. You'll love your results. To start your free online visit, go to 4hymns.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy.
I lost 34 pounds on the soda weight loss program. You might have heard us talking about this. Soda is S-O-T-A for state of the art. And I've been so cocky. Thinking, I'm never going to gain this weight. Well, I gained a couple of pounds. And I know it's, I just thought I could eat as much Halloween candy as I wanted to. Yeah. What was I thinking?
They're just small bites, right?
They're just right. That's what I thought. So I've gained a few pounds back. So I'm so excited to talk to my counselor because I know she will help me get back to where I was like that. She helped me lose the 34 pounds in the first place. And I talked to her on the phone. I don't have to go anywhere, Tim. I mean, I just talked to her on the phone.
Yeah, the important thing you just said is that relationship that you've had from the very beginning, and they really become more than just somebody on the other end of the line. They know your history the whole time you've been on the Soda Weight Loss Plan, and so they know where your struggles have been and where your successes have been, and they'll guide you right back to the success side. My daughter lost 42 pounds using Soda Weight Loss, and you can lose weight too. Go to SotaWeightLoss.com and find out about this great program. It's spelled S-O-T-A, think Tim and Amanda. It is. State of the art.
Jim Weber is here from Foothill Oriental Rugs, where the semi-annual sale is underway now. And Jim, the pandemic really made it hard for direct importers like you to travel and get your products. But now you're traveling again.
Yeah, Marie, I was in India, Pakistan, Nepal in March and April of this year. And by being a direct importer, I'm able to bring in the most beautiful merchandise. I get to cherry pick the best merchandise on that side of the world to offer to my customers on this side of the world.
You always have great prices, but for your semi-annual sale, they're even better.
Our prices are 25% below the industry average at full retail, so when we mark them down, they're real discounts. For instance, we've got a 12 by 15 Afghan vegetable dyed Veraman. Regular price, $8,881. It's on sale for $2,664. We've got a 4 by 6 India Arts and Crafts. Retail price, $1,102. It's half price, $551.
Don't miss out. The semi-annual sale is underway now at Foothill Oriental Rugs, 1460 South Foothill Drive, just south of Foothill Village. KSL News Time, 1245. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
emergency officials are advising Utahns to have a preparedness mindset. They suggest keeping blankets, gloves, hand warmers, food, and water in your car in case of an emergency. I'm KSL News Radio's Alessandra Harris.
Second, Team USA fans are eagerly watching the World Cup match between the U.S. and Iran right now. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot with Len Thomas.
A crash southbound I-215 West Belt to go eastbound on I-80. I'm Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Skies clear and the cold settles in. Expect overnight lows down into the teens tonight. From the KSL Weather Center, I'm Kristen Van Dyke.
It's 30 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Time for KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
Americans shopped online like never before Cyber Monday, even with inflation. Adobe Analytics shows consumers spent $11.3 billion yesterday. That's up 5.8% from last year. ABC's Rebecca Jarvis explains the numbers.
Much of it is due to inflation, which rose 7.7% in October. Even so, Americans are still spending a growing number of cases in money. It's money that they don't have. Credit card debt is increasing, up 15% year over year, the largest increase in 20 years. Americans are also saving less than they were before the pandemic.
Congress is on board to intervene to help keep union rail workers from going on strike next week. Talks broke down over pay and sick days. A freight stoppage could deliver a blow to the fragile U.S. economy. Today, the Senate will take up the Marriage Equality Act that passed in the House before the Thanksgiving recess. It's expected to pass. And it's game on in Qatar, the U.S. taking on Iran in the World Cup. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. The roads were pretty slick last night and this morning during the commute, which led to tons of accidents on the roads.
Throughout the day yesterday, we had about 175 crashes for the day. Most of those came in the afternoon when the snow started to come in. But so far this morning, we're sitting about 80 to 90 crashes. Mm. So a really busy morning, and it was a rough start to the day.
Utah Highway Patrol Sergeant Cameron Roden tells Dave and Dujanovic what you should do if you are caught in a fender bender.
We want people to get in as safe a situation as possible. So it is okay for drivers to move their vehicles out of the roadway, especially if they're blocking lanes. We want them to stay in their car with their seatbelt on. And if their car is movable, able to move, we can move that off to the shoulder and notify police. Actually, we would encourage drivers to actually move to an off-ramp, a safe place like that, and then call law enforcement. That way we're responding to a safe place for them. They're in a better spot. We're not causing any secondary collisions, and Utah law does allow that.
So generally speaking, if you are in that little fender bender, the idea is both the person that got hit and the person that hit, just move to the next off-ramp, pull off somewhere, and there you can exchange information.
Correct. Yep. And there, if we need a report taken, law enforcement can respond to that situation. The goal is twofold. One, we want to make sure that the people involved in the crash are staying safe. And we've had several crashes so far this year where individuals have gotten out of their car, exchanged information at the scene, cars even blocking the road, and then those individuals have gotten hit by passing traffic. So that is the first goal. Also, preventing secondary crashes is also one of our major goals, is that we can help to prevent those and keep traffic moving.
We shouldn't have any more snow for the rest of the day, but we are slated to have another storm by Friday morning.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas,
in the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.